Okay, so we're going to have a Bible reading now and lead into my talk. It's probably a well-known passage of scripture. It's a long passage, but it's the whole story, because I think it's good sometimes to read large passages of scripture. And Laura has kindly offered to read it for us. So even though you might know the story again, let's just read the story and see what God is saying to us through it. Thanks, Laura.
Okay, get comfortable. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the far side of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight, why the bush does not burn up. When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush. Moses, Moses. And Moses said, Here I am. Do not come any closer, God said. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. Then he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. At this, Moses hid his face, because he was afraid to look at God. The Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I am concerned about their suffering. So I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey, the home of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. And now the cry of the Israelites has reached me, and I have seen the way the Egyptians are oppressing them. So now, go, I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? And God said, I will be with you, and this will be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain. Moses said to God, Suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, The God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they ask me, What is his name? What then shall I tell them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites, I am has sent me to you. God also said to Moses, Say to the Israelites, The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, the name by which I am to be remembered from generation to generation. Go, assemble the elders of Israel, and say to them, The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, appeared to me and said, I have watched over you and have seen what has been done to you in Egypt, and I have promised to bring you up out of your misery in Egypt into the land of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites, a land flowing with milk and honey. The elders of Israel will listen to you. Then you and the elders are to go to the king of Egypt and say to him, The Lord, the God of the Hebrews, has met with us. Let us take a 3-day journey into the desert to offer sacrifices to the Lord our God. But I know that the king of Egypt will not let you go unless a mighty hand compels him. So I will stretch out my hand and strike the Egyptians with all the wonders that I will perform among them. After that, he will let you go. And I will make the Egyptians favourably disposed towards this people, so that when you leave you will not go empty-handed. Every woman is to ask her neighbour, and any woman living in her house, for articles of silver and gold and for clothing, which you will put on your sons and daughters, and so you will plunder the Egyptians. Moses answered, What if they do not believe me, or listen to me, and say, The Lord did not appear to you? Then the Lord said to him, What is that in your hand? A staff, he replied. The Lord said, Throw it on the ground. Moses threw it on the ground and it became a snake, and he ran from it. Then the Lord said to him, Reach out your hand and take it by the tail. So Moses reached out and took hold of the snake, and it turned back into a staff in his hand. This, said the Lord, is so that they may believe that the Lord, the God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has appeared to you. Then the Lord said, Put your hand inside your cloak. So Moses put his hand into his cloak, and when he took it out, it was leprous, like snow. Now put it back into your cloak, he said. So Moses put his hand back into his cloak, and when he took it out, it was restored, like the rest of his flesh. Then the Lord said, If they do not believe you or pay attention to the first miraculous sign, they may believe the second. But if they do not believe these two signs or listen to you, take some water from the Nile and pour it on the dry ground. The water you take from the river will become blood on the ground. Moses said to the Lord, O Lord, I have never been eloquent, neither in the past nor since you have spoken to your servant. I am slow of speech and tongue. The Lord said to him, Who gave man his mouth? Who makes him deaf or mute? Who gives him sight or makes him blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Now go, I will help you speak and will teach you what to say. But Moses said, O Lord, please send someone else to do it. Then the Lord's anger burned against Moses, and he said, What about your brother, Aaron, the Levite? I know he can speak well. He is already on his way to meet you, and his heart will be glad when he sees you. You shall speak to him and put words in his mouth. I will help both of you speak and will teach you what to do. He will speak to the people for you, and it will be as if he were your mouth and as if you were God to him. But take this staff in your hand so that you can perform miraculous signs with it.
Yeah, that's absolutely brilliant. Thanks very much. A big round of applause for Laura. Absolutely brilliant. Yeah, done really well there. Yeah, I did think, well, we won't bother with the whole reading, but then I think it's good sometimes to read stories again, even though you might know the story so well, and it's good to know to read a long passage of scripture. I mean, I do know we know the story so well, I hope we do anyway. Just in that early part, it says that God had seen the misery of his people. And I just believe at the moment that God sees the misery of us at the moment. He sees the misery of what's going on in the world and the whole COVID situation. God is not silent on this. God is not interested. He's concerned and God sees it. And I believe today God wants to increase our faith, our expectation that he knows what he's doing. And in this time that we're facing, I believe God wants to raise up. God wants to call again, just like he did at that time when he saw the misery of his people. He called out Moses. And so today, I want us to be expecting God to call us out. God is calling out, and I'm calling out for a voice to be raised up in our nation. I'm calling for a voice to be raised up in the world, but also a voice to be raised up even in our local community, where we are, where we work, where we live, in our families. That is a different voice, a voice of the calling of God upon us. So in those passages, we read about the call of Moses, and it's interesting verse, really, when God comes to him. The first thing Moses says when he calls him in verse 11 is, Who am I? Why are you calling on me? And then we see again in verse 13, he says, But what if this happens? And then in chapter 4, he starts off again with another but what if this happens? And then in verse 10 of chapter 4, he says, But I can't. And then in verse 13, after this is the fifth opportunity, he says, God, will you send somebody else? Is it any wonder that God got angry with Moses? God had come to him, he'd shown him all these signs, as he raised up all these excuses. And God must have been exasperated with him when he said, I'll just send somebody else. But God hung on. God wanted him to go. And you know, God chooses who he wants, and he doesn't get it wrong. God does not get it wrong. And Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4 says this, we were chosen before the foundation of the world. Did you realize that? You were chosen before the world was ever built. We were chosen in God. Yes, that's you and me. We've been specially selected. And sometimes we need to tell ourselves that when you're feeling low, when you're feeling you're not good enough, when you're feeling not me, God says, yes, I've chosen you. You are specially selected. And you know, Moses was just doing the ordinary and the mundane. He was feeding sheep in the wilderness when God called him. And he'd been doing that for years and years and years in a backwater, probably just bored out of his skull. But God hadn't forgotten him. And you know, for you and me, maybe we're shopping in Aldi, or we're watching the TV, or we're changing the baby's nappies, or we're taking a dog for a walk. I don't know. But in those situations, be prepared for when God will call you. He'll call you in the most mundane. And what is the task that God is calling us to do? I don't know what it is for you, but I know that we've all got a part to play. We don't want any more what ifs or buts. You know, when I feel in this time, God's saying, look, get off your butt. And we need to stir ourselves, because so often it's so easy just to sit down and do nothing. So no more buts. No more, I can't do it. No more, oh, send somebody else will do it. No, God is calling you and me. And if God is calling you and me, he'll equip you. He'll give you the words to say. He'll put the things into your hands that you can use. Because you see, it's not by what you can do, it's by what God can do. And in Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6, he says, it's not by might, it's not by power, it's by my spirit, says the Lord. And you know, it's never too late. As I've already said, Moses, 40 years in no man's land, when God called him and told him to go and rescue his people, God said he would do the rest. And what can God do through you and me? Moses was called to change the world where he was. How about you and me? Maybe one of us could be that voice, that person that God is calling to turn the world the right way up. God's got a purpose for each one of us. As I was preparing this talk, an old song came to me, which I'm not going to sing, and you won't know it. Sarah's covered in her eyes. But these are the words, some of you may know it. And it says this: there's a work for Jesus ready at your hand. It's a task the Master just for you has planned. There's a work for Jesus, humble though it be. It's a very service he would ask of thee. Haste to do his bidding, yield him service true. There's a work for Jesus none but you can do. Work for Jesus day by day. Serve him ever, falter never, Christ obey. Faint not, nor grow weary. He will strength renew. There's a work for Jesus none but you can do. And so today, as God calls us, let's respond to him. Let's trust him. And no more excuses like Moses.